guys. I'm here with Greg Norgard. He's a friend of mine. Like, we work together. He's a pilot, and that's how we met. And he's really awesome. He's a researcher. He actually went to, like, how like he even became friends with him is we were flying together, and he was said that he was. I heard that he was like, my friend goes, "Hey, that the pilot guy's going to Antarctica," and I was like, "What? What do you mean?" And then I kept on pestering you about that. I was like, what do you mean you're going to Antarctica? Like, when are you going to Antarctica? How long are you going to Antarctica for? Like, da, 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 da. And it's like, that's how we became friends. And so we got a lot of talk. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got like UFOs to talk about. We got like Antarctica to talk about. Like, we've done some parasite cleanse stuff. Like, this is going to be a good one. So sit back, relax, and welcome aboard, Greg.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's good to be here. Good to see you.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. So let's start out with UFOs.
How all this got started is I went out to the beach one day during COVID, and I just took this screenshot and caught something in the sky, and I didn't know what it was. And so I was kind of looking at it. I didn't see anything up in the air, and I went home, and I'd heard about these images being seen on Antarctica. And of course, it's during COVID and there's nothing to do. So I just started looking around on Google Earth, and then things kind of started, you know, snowballing from there, because I was finding some weird images that I felt like I was finding maybe some sort of a ancient lost civilization that had been in Antarctica.
So, yeah, and that's super fascinating, because you basically got into some sort of like Facebook group where you guys were comparing and contrasting like older Google images of stuff and newer ones, and right. Seeing how some anomalous stuff was changing, right?
Yeah, I thought there'd be more people out there kind of seeing the same thing I was seeing. And I started off with Reddit, but then there wasn't a real big audience there. So I went to Facebook. I found a pretty good page. They were pretty open. A lot of people were having a lot of interesting images show up as well. And I just kind of shared all my images there. I'm not much of a Twitter person. I'm on there. I think I have one follower. It might just be you.
Yeah, I've but tried to get you anything. To join my Twitter group a couple of times, and it's just like, no.
Yeah, like we've talked about before, it seems like a third of the people I show these images to, it's like right off the bat, they see something. Like my parents, I'm like, what is this? And they'll just say exactly what it is. There's a third that I kind of have to talk through, kind of show them images like this one. And they're like, oh, okay, I can see that. But then there's a third of the population that just, they can't see anything. They just don't even, it doesn't even register. They're not even open to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and that's some generous numbers, because like in general, like yeah. With some of my stuff that I talk about, it's like, I don't know, it's almost like 90% could, or like 99% could give a shit. So it's really.
Yeah, and that group is not open. They're not even friendly about how they kind of put your stuff down. You know, yeah. you know, I try to show them an image and they're just like, no, it's just rocks, man. You know, get a life. And I'm just shocked by it. These are just so obvious to me that there's something down there. There's something all over the world. There's stuff in the desert too. Hopefully I'll be able to share that a little bit later too.
Okay. So let's start with, okay. So actually just show them the UFO image on the beach. You took a picture, right?
Yeah. So I was out there during COVID, and I'm not supposed to be, it's kind of illegal to kind of do it.
It's like,
it's Lake Michigan. Yeah, so I've got a bunch of images here, and some are actually from when I was down in Antarctica, but this is the photo I took, and I'm standing on the beach, and I see all the birds just sitting there, and there's nothing really in the air. I did see a couple planes for O'Hare traffic, but that pattern is very high, but I'm kind of on the beach, and I'm looking, what in the world is that? And if he'd showed me this image and just didn't give me, you know, any guidance on it, I would have thought, well, maybe there's a balloon up there.
Or a kite.
But then I kind of get a little closer to this image, and that is not an airplane. It's not a drone. I'm standing on the beach. I don't see any drones. I don't see a balloon. There's no birds in the air at that time, which was kind of weird, but it had this reflective top, and it just looked very mechanical. And so I just kind of ran it through a couple of filters. And so that just kind of gives you and your audience an idea of what kind of started my whole research campaign on this, before I started researching Antarctica on Google Earth, and then before taking my trip down there.
Okay, so how did that UFO on Lake Michigan lead to Antarctica?
So I'd read about this this image. It's like a dome, and it has an entrance. So a lot of your audience might have seen this already. And it's not something I had found. It's something that you can Google and you can research. And I went straight there. I just found the lat long on the internet, and I'm like looking at this, and it's obvious that it was made. And you know, it does look like an entrance. And I don't know if it's still being used, but someone was down there at some point using it. So I just kind of branched out from there, and pretty quickly I went straight to what I call Chewbacca on a throne. And it really just kind of freaked me out a little bit, to be honest.
Let's show Chewbacca on a throne, because I love Chewbacca on a throne.
Yeah, he's my personal favorite. There's some things that I'm, you know, proud of having found. But this gives you a pretty good look at him. And you know, you can see the head, the shoulders, the torso, the arms, you can see the legs, and even on the right leg there you can kind of see a kind of a gold etching design. He's even holding something in his lap, he or she, I don't know. Looks like he's got a little golden idol on his lap, almost an expression on his face. It's about 500, a little over 500 feet from the top of his head to his feet. And so, you know, that's about the height of the pyramid, I think. So if this is something carved into the earth, that's a very large structure. And, you know, a friend of mine on Facebook, he had this old image of Odin from Norwegian lore. And one of the ideas of, you know, a lot of our mythology is maybe they were privy to information we don't really have right now. And that's where a lot of our mythology and our stories come from. And boy, it really does look, it looks like Odin, but I call him Chewbacca on a throne, but it kind of looks like the god Odin.
I remember when you first saw me, you first showed me that, and I was like, oh, it's Chewbacca. Yeah, it's totally like a Bigfoot on a throne or something. Or yeah, I mean, instantly what it looked like to me. I don't know.
Right.
But pareidolia, let's talk about pareidolia first. Anytime you talk about this kind of stuff, especially like sometimes with the mud fossil things or the clouds, like you see dragons and clouds or something. I mean, like I do have to admit, like I see faces and a lot of stuff, and like I'm very artistic, and I can basically, and creative, I can make things out of things too. So I don't know if it's also, but it doesn't make it any less. I don't know how to explain it. It doesn't make it.
Yeah. Just because there's a scientific term for something doesn't mean that's the explanation for everything.
Yeah.
I don't tend to fall into that category. You know, someone will point at a cloud. So, do you see the bunny? And yeah, kind of. I don't really see that. But I just kind of break it down in my head and kind of do like a mental math. Like, what are the odds of, you know, the torso, the arms, you know, the legs with the head with eyes and a mouth and almost a nose and something in his lap. I mean, just for all those pieces of a puzzle to come together. It'd be one thing if you're just looking at something and you just see, you know, part of the body, or, oh, that looks like a couple legs or part of a face. This is the whole deal right there. And there's a lot of images I have found that look suspect to me, that it's something created that someone could say, oh, that's pareidolia, you know, and it might be, but I found so many different interesting images. You know, I'm pretty convinced about I think it's called the Silurian. Is that the term for a previous culture? It came from Doctor Who. And there are scientists that are studying this. They're trying to figure out how, with the Silurian hypothesis, what may have been on the planet before us that potentially could have had a technology.
Oh, I mean, like that's like my number one obsession in life, I think, is the whole, like that's what I look at the megaliths about, you know, or that's what the whole Atlantis thing is, and the pre-Young and Dry, or the pre-cataclysm, or if there was a cataclysm, or like if there had to have been. I mean, even just like today I aired so basically today I was really looking into the mounds, and they they destroyed like this big mound. It was so freaking huge in St. Louis. And you're going like, wow, why did, first of all, though, why did they even build in mounds? And half the time, I just got back from Belize and it was just, you know, it's Mayan pyramids and stuff. And there a lot, half those things, they're not like people, even if you look at the Great Pyramid of Giza, it's like there's a couple little rooms, but these are not buildings to go inside. Like what, mm-hmm. like the people who built these things did not think the way we think. Like we wouldn't just build a hill. We don't build mounds. We don't build like solid pyramids now that you can't really go inside, or we don't build stuff like that. I think it's somebody built and thought in spatially different than we do today. And so I'm totally into, I don't know about Solaris, but a breakaway of civilization, a previous civilization, something it's become before us. And I'm totally into giants and hobbits and all that things. And I think Lord of the Rings is closer to the truth than a lot of things might
be. Yeah. A lot of that came from that mythology, from a group of people in our ancient past that might have been privy to a little more information. And also to add to your story about the pyramids, I think it's Graham Hancock. He talks about the Sphinx, that the erosion on it isn't sand, that it's water. And so it's much older. There's a possibility that it's much older than mainstream archaeologists believe that it is. And all those stones that you have visited and shared with me, how they got moved. It's just, you know, and a lot of this kind of makes sense with these images that I'm seeing. So I feel like there's a puzzle and all these pieces are kind of laid out and I'm picking up these pieces and trying to put it together. And because it'd be nice to know who did these things, and what the story is of it. And, okay, so and it kind of goes into the biblical stuff and ancient texts too, kind of talk about all this stuff.
So what's your working theory right now? Like, and I know I give you freedom to change your theory in the future, but right now, what's your working theory on what happened?
There was an ancient culture on this planet that was building things and had a technology that we don't have. I think there was a cataclysmic event that changed things. It kind of set course for mankind. But I think mankind was on the earth at the same time. And I'll get to that with another image coming up next I call the face, because it's a human face. One theory I've heard is that, you know, I believe there's a God. And I don't want to get too religious or anything, but that there was a flood. And I think that there was a pole shift and I think it was quick. And I think there was a flash freeze of Antarctica. And you know, I think there's actually a woolly mammoth that was found frozen with some food still in its mouth that might have been green foliage. So I haven't researched too much into that. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it would kind of support that theory that the earth flooded, you know, that's why the Sphinx would have, you know, the water damage to it. And all these things are kind of preserved in the ice down in Antarctica. And I don't want the earth to warm up, but it'd be interesting if it did and started showing us more things. But I think there's enough visible right now there is a smoking gun with it. And there are some images I'd like to share with you later that actually have been altered. Because if you go Google Earth on your home computer, you can go look at different years. And there's a section where if you go look at different years in these areas, the images are different. They are changed. And it's not just natural, you know, ice melting or that kind of thing.
Okay, well, actually, give us some examples of that right now. Because I think that's super, that's pretty... I think that was one of your things where, for me that you told me it was like, one of the things that made you go like, oh, okay, well, maybe they do hide stuff from us.
Right. I don't want to make your audience dizzy there, but okay. So here's a section here and a lot of people just looks like rocks, but there is something carved in right here. I call him the gray alien because he kind of looks like a profile, but it's hard to tell. He's covered in dirt, but down here, there's a bunch of, you know, it just doesn't look natural to me. I see some certain images there. But let's just say, you know, someone looks at that and says, oh, I can't see anything there. That's just regular rocks. Well, you go to a different image of this exact same location, and the ice line is completely raised approximately 500 to 600 feet. covering all of that.
And how many years difference is that?
I believe this image was 04. And I think the most current image, it's been a while since I looked at the date, but maybe 2012. But you're not going to have an ice melt of 500 feet.
Right.
Yeah, and in the exact same location, there's this spot. It's just around the corner from what I showed you. And I don't know if you can see it, but down in the lower right corner there, there's a little white. Uh-huh. There's something in the shadow there. I have a better image I can show later. But there's also a square right in the center there in the stone. Well, let's just say you can't see any of that. Well, that whole hill right there is just completely gone. It's just wiped off.
And that's current.
Now, my theory is, what's that?
And that's what they currently show you this. And that
the actually, this is the current one. My theory is that these original images, because you can tell by the color tone, I think that they were really clear and probably too obvious, so they took them out. That's my theory. I don't know.
It's interesting, but one of these images like, has look been, at the shadow. It almost looks like a pyramid. The shadow looks like, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the final one in the same area is this one. It's just right around the corner from the last one I showed you. So down here, you can kind of see some carvings in there. Someone might say you got pareidolia, but I see a face kind of right there in the center. Mm-hmm. There's also kind of an etching right there of something. But let's just say you can't see any of that. Well, what they did is they took this snow line that you kind of see to the right a little bit, and they just completely moved it over everything. So every change is different. It's not like 500 feet of ice melted, and they're all just kind of different. This one, actually, the snow line was moved right to left. This one, the hill, is just gone. And then in this one, yeah, they took the snow line and just brought it up 500 to 600 feet. I just find that very weird.
Yeah, that's some fuckery if ever I did see any, right?
Yeah, that was spooky when I found that. And the only other theory I had was maybe NASA was doing those images before, because a lot of these satellites have been consolidated, I think, under some sort of company that Google has access to, and maybe they're just not, you know, they're just not doing anything with the images now. I don't know if that's true, because there still are a lot of blurred areas in Antarctica that we might get to.
So what do you, really what's the deal with that? Like, what do you think is, apparently 4,000 people visit Antarctica a year. So you're in a very small collection of people who went.
Well, these spots are way inland. It's really difficult to get to. If you wanted to go down there, I think you have a friend that's, wants to do an Arctic expedition, that's going to be about $1 million. I think it'd be $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. And the government doesn't want you down there. First of all, they don't want to come rescue you when you mess it up, because a lot of explorers that explore the Arctic that are Norwegian that really have a lot of experience with this, they go down there and they mess it up. There were two explorers, one female, one male. The male group, they lost a boat. They lost a ship. He survived with his team, and I don't even think they know what happened to the ship. And then the female explorer, I don't know their names offhand, but she had an issue. I think they had to be rescued. And then the U.S. government tried to go after her, saying you weren't supposed to be down there, which was really weird. So it would be a very difficult deal. I've got ideas of what I'd like to do, but these spots aren't like where you go on a Antarctica expedition. The Antarctica expedition kind of just hits the outer edges, especially if you go from South America, you kind of just hit the islands and the peninsula. A lot of this stuff is much deeper.
Like, where did you end up going on your, you did like 15 days or something, or how long was it?
Yeah, I think the whole trip was just shy of 15 days. And I think I was down there for nine days bouncing around the island. So we crossed the Drake. It takes about 2.5 days to cross the Drake both ways. Amazing experience if anyone's thinking about doing it, and trip of a lifetime. But you got a kayak. I'll just add that the kayaking was great, but I got some interesting photos too. My second most proud image, I call it the Mountain of Madness, after the H.P. Lovecraft short story.
And you are who I got my Antarctica rocks from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are super old. So you do get to walk on some land.
Oh yeah. You got to get on land, got on the peninsula. That was a big priority of ours. We wanted to not just get on the islands, but you also hit the islands, see lots of wildlife, you know, seals, penguins, whales. And then the kayaking, like I said, is like being on another planet.
So show us the UFO photos you had from, was it when you were kayaking?
Yeah. I got some, I think there was some stuff from when I was kayaking.
Or on the boat.
This batch here, I just call anomalies. And so this is just kind of an image of one of the mountains I got. I've got a black background on that. But if you really analyze that, you'll kind of see right there what looks like an eye.
Okay, and but do you, actually, like, yeah, that one to me looks like Darth Vader. You know, like his helmet, his eye, and then like there's some sort of thing going on here.
Yeah, I think it's like Cthulhu. I don't know if you know the Cthulhu character from H.P. Lovecraft's story. He is kind of like an octopus head, tentacled face, giant.
Oh, yeah.
And so that nose coming off is just like, I was like, maybe H.P. Lovecraft knew something. And then that eye, it's kind of like a cat eye. And if you kind of look to the left too, at that angle, you can kind of see another one.
Yeah.
This was just an image. There was just something on the wall. It just looked like it wasn't nice to me. So I just kind of made a note of that. That's more of the original image of Cthulhu or the Mountain of Madness. And again, that it was that eye that just caught my attention. I wish I had more pictures of that, but I was just running around the ship trying to take as many pictures as I could. You know, some of these I did not doctor or anything, but I did do some brightening and lightening and that kind of thing. So nothing's been, other than that, hasn't been messed with. This was that image that has that thing in the side of the wall. So I just kind of saw this terrain. I just thought it looked like something from another planet. Just studying the image, I just found something. Hmm. I just protruding from the rock. I was on the beach. I was just taking images and I caught this rock that looks like it has something carved into the side of it, like a fish or something. Oh, there's the other UFO. Here's the one. I took a picture of a mountain and there was something in the sky there. People have tried to tell me it's an albatross, but there were no albatross sightings when we were down there. And I think this would be bigger than an albatross.
Yeah, I think this is one I put on Twitter at some point, and they were all like, it's a bird. It's totally a bird.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not a bird. And it's not in the rock, too. I have another image of the same spot, but it kind of shows that in the other image, there's nothing there. And I never saw a bird flying. I don't know if you or your audience can see this, but if you kind of look dead center there, there's kind of a carving in there. It looks like there's an eye. It's got a smooth forehead.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just a lot of etching there into the stone.
Okay, so then are you thinking that these are like frozen in place, like they're actually creatures that are giant creatures that are frozen in place?
These, or do you think these right here are carvings? Yeah, these right here are carvings for sure. I think Cthulhu is a carving.
What do you think of Chewbacca?
That one I'm not sure of. Yeah, that one I'm not sure of. Because it looks like he has a look on his face and he's holding something in his lap. It would be kind of bizarre to carve that. And that gets into the Book of Enoch kind of stuff that I just kind of briefly touched on earlier.
What's
we were just out kayaking and I saw this looked very bizarre because everything's covered in ice. And then you got like this garage door.
Just, right,
and the ice down there is actually on the water, so there's no ice in that spot, and it just looked kind of too perfect. I'm not saying it's anything, but it's the only time I saw something like that. So
yeah, okay. So I mean, like, and when you were in Antarctica, it's very monitored where you can go or what you can see. Very
yeah, they kind of keep you close to the beach. And
you didn't you end up going with like a Russian vessel or something because you couldn't get on with the original one you originally went
yeah,
on?
I did a bold move with a friend of mine and just flew down to Ushuaia and just kind of went to a travel agent. And then we found a brand new ship that was going out, and we got on board for a real good deal. I just took a picture of this mountain. That's this UFO, just to kind of give a better perspective of that one. And I just saw this three-dimensional thing in the sky.
And this was all before your piloting UFOs started.
Yeah. Those hat started I think last summer.
Okay, well, first let's finish Antarctica with like show them like the face and some of the other ones. And I really
Okay.
like those three red balls. Oh, and
Yeah, I'm
there's a
gonna.
nub. That nub I think is super awesome.
Yeah, I've got all those saved. So I hope we don't make people dizzy. These I just kind of ran through filters. This is a black and white image. Here's just kind of a green, orange, and yellow, just to kind of, and this is the where I believe that humans were on the planet at the same time as these beings, because from the very top of that horn to the chin is about 1,000 feet.
So
Now
did
I know it is eroded. It's on the side of a hill. I believe the hill is called Salmon Hill. This one, if you go look for it, it's kind of hard to see right now. You'd have to probably get on a home computer and go back and look at an older image. My theory on some of these things, and we can talk about the moon stuff that I got from a friend of mine, is that they can only be seen certain time of the year, certain time of the day when the light hits it right. Like I think you could go out here to the face and be standing there and you might not even be able to find it unless you got into the air at the right angle. But there's some kind of a horn. There's an eye. It's very three-dimensional. You got a nose. You actually have two front teeth. Now the jaw is broken down.
see, I
I don't.
almost feel like something is grabbing the head like that
Yeah.
and it's screaming like that.
Yeah, that's what freaks me out. It looks like a human being tortured, just kind of screaming up in agony. So, yeah, that night I might not have got to sleep right away. But yeah, I think people were on the planet at the same time. And the kind of technology to do 1,000 foot kind of, and the art on this is really, it is kind of art, but it's kind of dark. So whatever beings did this, I'm a little concerned for, because I do believe that we are being visited from other planets. And I think that's going to come out here in the next few years, hopefully in our lifetime at the very least. But I think the scariest, weirdest part of the story is probably our past, the world's past, the Earth's past. So
Well,
they
yeah.
might just say, hey, we're being visited by other planets, kind of as a distraction. It's kind of a theory I have, is that they're just going to finally have to come clean on that so that we stop looking in Antarctica and looking in the desert. But if you go to the Bible, it, you know, there's a God. There was a cataclysmic event. There were beings, they were physical beings. There were good ones and there's bad ones. And then the bad ones, you know, Satan and the demons, if you want to call them. He basically planted inside the earth. Some people believe it's more of a spiritual hell. But my theory is that I'm not saying the earth is hollow, but I like kind of that's an interesting, fun idea. But I think we're seeing a lot of UFOs come out of volcanoes and the oceans. They're seeing a lot of undersea, yeah,
There's even been
USOs.
UFOs that kind of like just can like go straight into a mountain and disappear into a mountain. So
Right.
you're like, what's going on with that?
And those guys probably aren't the good guys.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I also think like when I start looking at Greek mythology differently now too.
Yeah. Well, if
Yeah,
people are
so
interested in the giant story, they need to go read that Book of Enoch, because the giants in there are bigger than Goliath. Like, you know, Goliath is what, 12 feet, and then I think King Og, they found his bed and they think it was 16 feet long. And those are big guys, but I think they were much bigger back before the flood. I think it was the Nephilim. I think that they were created, and I think that our creator said, nah, this isn't supposed to be what's going on. And so that's why he kind of cleaned the surface.
I mean, there is a bunch of, I can't, like, I wish I could figure out, I remember the quote or remember the reference of where now, but there's stuff talking about like people as big as mountains and or like 25 feet at least and stuff like that. I mean, like some of the giant claims go way out there. So I don't know. I mean,
if Chewbacca were to stand, I think he'd be 850, 900 feet, maybe 800 feet. Because he's 500 feet head to toe sitting.
So then you start thinking like,
yeah, that's big.
Well, if it were that kind of world at some point, then there couldn't have been that many because they would just be like, you know, I mean, like, what would they consume?
Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah, the mud fossil guy, you know, we've talked a little bit about him. His first name's Roger. He believes a lot of the mountains and things were the giants. They were big. They were really big at the beginning is what, you know, his theory. I'm not saying that, but it's, you know, there's an interesting, it's interesting stuff out there if you go look for
it. I mean,
it.
At this point, I'm like not saying anything, actually, right. because I'm just kind of going like, with geology stuff, it's literally like you want me to believe that just a molten iron magma core, depending upon entropy and the rate at which it cools, becomes every kind of mineral we see. I don't know. So you're saying this one material, just depending on how long it's been out from the mother source or the rate at which it, how fast it cooled or not, is what decides whether it's, you know, whatever kind of rock it is. That's the story that we are conventionally, by conventional science, given.
Yeah.
And there's just too much variety and too much weird anomalous stuff about like our mineral kingdom for that to even really make sense to me.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to the story.
Yeah. Okay.
All I'll put my reputation on is there was something on the planet before us. That's kind of what I'll put my reputation. Like if someone from my high school reunion says, oh, I saw you on this YouTube video talking about giants, I'll say, hey, there was someone here before us. And they had some technology, and I think they were big. I don't know how big they were. Now, the rest of it is just, you know, me thinking about it, coming up with stuff.
Maybe this, that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Definitely with you on that. Okay, so wait, there. I feel like there was some other, don't you have some other images? I know I've looked
at. Oh, gosh, I could probably bore you and your audience for hours. Let me see. Let's go to just some more faces.
There's an alien face, like alien. Looks like.
Yeah, there are some alien type imagery. Like here's a profile of one.
Yeah, that totally looks like an alien to me.
Yeah, you can see his eye. He's got a chin.
His mouth's open.
Got a mouth. He almost has teeth, but that's an alien shaped head. This one's in the desert. That first one was Antarctica. This one's the desert.
That one just looks super. There's a lot. Oh, I guess I could see an eye.
Yeah, here. Yeah. It's kind of buried in the desert. You know, oftentimes I'm not 100% sure there's something there. I believe there is. But...
Oh yeah, you've started kind of looking in the desert by Egypt, right?
Yeah. A lot of people don't like this one.
Yeah, that one.
You can see the eye. You can see the shape of the head. It looks like there's some, you know, snakes or worms or something around his neck, which is really kind of creepy. But, you know, on the Facebook page, that really blew up because it does look a bit demonic.
Yeah. But it also kind of reminds me of the News of the World, like the Queen album with those like giant robots. Kind of has.
Yeah. You know, there's just kind of a face buried in there. This one kind of makes me laugh.
Yeah, that one's funny.
Another profile. The eye is pretty obvious. The mouth, the shape of the head. Here's another alien-looking head. Profile's going to the left, kind of like the first one. You can see the eye, and you can see the teeth and the nose. And there's something going on here in these circles. that I can't tell what it is, but
see, I see like a mummy, like crouched up, like with this, with its legs like this, and then it's like holding something in its hands and its head, like, so the head's up at the top.
Well, there's a lot of I think it's called composite imagery, where they take a bunch of images to kind of form one big one. So it's very possible that there are many different images that I think that are in here. There's an eye and a mouth and a nose that kind of caught my eye there in the middle of the desert. He's even got teeth.
Ooh.
Like a Vulcan kind of looking thing in there. And he's got an eye, he's got teeth.
Yeah.
Another kind of spooky face in the desert. And this is a profile of some sort of an animal, looks like.
Yeah, it almost looks like a leopard. That's crazy. Or like, or
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of animal, but.
That one was a little blurred out. This is blurred out. There is something there. I don't know what it is.
That Antarctica.
Yeah. But it, you know, it kind of looks like a large head. But maybe it's a trick of light. This one kind of freaks people out because the eyes look so human.
Yeah, especially the
He's got,
right one.
yeah, he's got a kind of a scared look on his face. There's a profile. He's got the black eye, the nose.
Oh yeah, okay.
And that's a desert image.
Cool. Okay, so I mean, like, I see them, I like them, I get it. Is there anything else you want to say about the Antarctica stuff right now?
There is one group we haven't got to, so if you want to do that, maybe we'll go to yeah, so we wanted to talk about that bar, the
yeah,
steel
the nub
bar. It's coming up in a couple images here. So this is just a structure and it's blurred out. There's the bar.
Yeah.
And it's funny, when you posted that, people just still will say they don't see it. And
yeah,
there's a lot of weirdness around it that maybe a lot of folks can't see, but that is pretty distinct. Shouldn't be there.
Nope. And it totally looks like, I don't know, it looks like a basalt bar or giant bar thing. How big would that bar be?
You know, it's got to be at least a couple hundred feet for it to be that visible. It's been a while since I've measured it.
It's got an interesting little
so
nub.
That's at least probably 200 to 500 feet worth of bar there, but I'd have to go back. This is that mountain that they had erased. You can kind of see the square there, and then in the shadow there's something down there. Kind of looks like it's kind of too symmetrical and perfect to just be a splotch of ice or something. Well,
I
there's
also
another
think,
face.
like, you might just spend more time than most people too, because it's like, if I like, you had to, how long did you have to search for some of this stuff?
You know, the Chewbacca and this section right here, I almost went straight to it, like in a spooky, eerie kind of way. After finding the dome that I found online, I got the lat long, and then I pretty much went to this area and I kind of stayed in this area for a while, you know, just kind of sitting at home during COVID, watching TV and looking around and scaring myself. But let's see here. That's desert. It's just a creepy face. Oh, there's that one. It's just kind of, it's kind of blurry, but it just caught my eye. All right, here's one of your favorites.
Yeah, I know that for me, that's like one of my friends posted that that they do like these red tint things for like, you know, Antarctica exhibitions, and
that's not it.
That's might be them, but I was kind of like, but that's in the middle of nowhere. There's not like
it is in the middle of nowhere. Yeah,
and where I thought was really weird for me to tell you was that, like, I had this like being over my head one day when I woke up, and I thought, and I like lay like this, and she went away, but she had that symbol on her forehead, like the three dots and a triangle on her forehead with a circle around it. And then I didn't think anything about it. And then, well, I mean, I did think something about it, but I mean, I didn't really know what to do with that. And then like a year later, I found out that like that Nicholas Roach guy who Indiana Jones is based on, he went to like looking for Shambhala, which is inner earth, and like Tibet, And that it is the symbol that's used for UNESCO, so that in World War II, they didn't like bomb certain places because they would have like right. these three, the three dot or the three red circles and a triangle together. And that is the symbol of Shambhala or Inner Earth. So I think mm-hmm. that's kind of just bizarre, coincidental that. And then there's like three red balls that are just in the middle of nowhere in Antarctica. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think this is all connected. I think you're right. Now, could this be humans went out and set up something and painted it red that's doing some sort of an experiment? Sure.
Yeah.
Do I think that's what it is? No, because usually when you find humans, you see like those semi-tractor trailer trucks. Mm-hmm. They're all over the place. That's what kind of what they use down there. They have all their gear in it. They might even be sleeping in those things. But there's not much human activity in that area. So this was just... We'll probably get to the big picture on this one. The lines are just kind of too straight. It's kind of hard to get perspective from this image, but that just kind of shows you that there's something more than just some, you know, natural ice formation. I don't know. I think I've shared this before. It's just like a totem pole of faces that are looking to the left. Yeah, you can see that one pretty easily. And then this one down here with the angry teeth. This kind of caught my eye. Just it looked like something over the hole there, just didn't look natural. Mm. Kind of like a bobby pin. Here's some statues inside the kind of a carved out section of a mountain that looks like a cave entrance or something too. Yeah. And then if you get in closer, I mean, you can even see the different colors in the statue that's there. Oh, we didn't get to Predator helmet.
Okay, that's the alien thing I was thinking about.
Yeah, so I see this section, and I'm like, wow, that's really pretty. I wish I could paint that. But I see some really weird, anomalous things, like, right here. And so I kind of get closer. They kind of look like metal, right? Almost like flying saucers, just buried. But then my eye gets caught right there. I'm like, what in the world is in the shadow there? I'm like, well, that doesn't look natural. And then as I get closer, you look at the top, there's a hieroglyph on the top of it. So just even the cut and the smoothness of it and the shape of it is interesting. You know, there's a hieroglyph like on the top there. It looks like a bowl to me. So that's kind of one of the smoking guns that I have, that there's something more down there. Oh, and then, there's this guy. So I'll finish that story.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, that,
there's, so like, there, that's you know, you're like only the, getting.
Like, that looks like one of those things. Yeah. What are these called? The Egyptian, like with the circle and then the.
The Ankh.
The Ankh. Yeah, it looks a little bit like an Ankh.
The Ankh. And so there's a head here. You can kind of see half a face, kind of like a cat man or something. Neck, shoulders.
Yep.
And then there's like that Ankh. I thought it looked like a whistle because it even has like the holes in it. I want to get a 3D printer and make that and see if it works.
Yeah.
But those lines are just so straight and in the form of it.
Looks like he's a total mummy with a graduation cap on.
And it looks like he has a third eye. Too is the other thing, but that nose is pretty distinct. The mouth, he's got a jaw, he's got a head, he's got eyes with the neck and shoulders.
Cheek.
Yeah, I think there's some carving in the cheek. It's just we can't see it. I think there's something more there.
Super weird.
Here was another black hole I saw. Maybe this is a satellite anomaly, is what I've been told by the third of the people who kind of can't see anything. But I see this like something in the darkness there. And so I just kind of brighten it up, and I'm like, it looks like a white box with a lid on it. So,
yeah, I mean, I guess that could be a pixelation anomaly too, but I don't know. But like, that's okay. So that's. Have you looked a lot at the actual South Pole? Because like, don't they have like a little circle part that's like 100% blurry always?
Yeah, that's all blocked out. I can't see anything there.
Do you think it's because there's a hole there?
I do. Linda Moulton Howe interviewed Air Crewman, who was in Antarctica, and one of his stories is that there's actually a no-fly zone over it, which makes no sense. And the Navy C-130 flew over the top of it, and reportedly, I don't know if he's telling the truth, but reportedly saw a pretty good sized black hole just right there, pretty close to the South Pole, if not at the South Pole.
So you even have been looking at like pilot, it's like very hard to even fly anywhere near down there. What's the
right
deal with
the job I wish I'd done when I was in the military was to try to get down there. That's probably the best opportunity would be to be a military pilot for the Navy flying in Antarctica. Because even like the civilian stuff, they're going to McMurdo and probably seeing some interesting things. But those C-130s are flying all over. And they're military, so if they see something, which they do see, I've talked to pilots who've been down there, UFOs are not uncommon to see something really bright, disc-shaped objects flying really fast around the mountains. They're supposed to keep it a secret. You know, they're serving their country and they're not allowed to talk about it. So they probably have the best view when it comes to pilots.
I mean, I think I sent you that article about there was a New Zealand airliner that was supposed to go in like the 80s or something, and then it crashed. And so they were going to do like tourist flights that would go over Antarctica and back. And then now there's nothing like that. And I think that's super weird.
Right.
You totally have.
Yeah, their excuse is they don't want to disrupt the environment there.
Okay.
Yeah. Because when you crash a plane, now you have metal and gas and
so you'll disrupt
parts
the environment
the
everywhere.
Yeah,
else.
You're disrupting the environment. That's their reasoning. And I kind of get it. And I also get the reason why they don't want us down there is because they'd have to rescue someone constantly.
Yeah.
Like if this got out, like one of my things is maybe it is a secret because the real conspiracy side of me is they're getting old technology and they don't want anyone down there to get it. So they're getting old technology. Or the other one is they don't want to have to rescue people. They don't want to have to clean up after their messes. So they're hiding some of these images. Because if these images got out and some eccentric billionaire believed what Greg was saying, he might take $2 million, take a couple of boats and helicopters down there and go look around. And then another guy's going to want to do it. And then someone else is going to want to do it.
Yeah, but the thing is like, I feel like, honestly, it's our planet. Like, it's our birthright.
Yeah.
It's not like...
You're not supposed to be keeping that from us. We're adventurers, explorers. That's what we do.
This isn't American soil. This isn't...
Right.
Chileans. I mean, I know that Antarctica is owned supposedly by a bunch of different countries, but you're telling us you guys want to go explore the Mars and stuff like that, but we can't even explore the entire capacity of the planet we live on. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah, it's very unhuman and un-American, to be honest.
It's on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it's on a bunch of stuff, and I kind of get their explanation, but that's not how humans are,
right? I mean, and it's just like if we weren't supposed to explore, we would
They're letting SpaceX and all these guys go into space and go to the moon. They're not keeping them from doing that, but they're keeping us from going to Antarctica.
And they don't have to, like, nobody has to rescue anybody if they don't want to. Like, people can make their own adult decisions. And if they want to put their life in their own hands and go explore it. And if they take the risk on themselves, then okay. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's definitely.
Yeah. Go at your own risk.
Super more to it than
So I'm gonna go with they're digging up technology that we don't have. It's ancient. Maybe that's where some of our back engineered flying saucers in Area 51 came from. Maybe they came from Antarctica,
or maybe it's occupied. Like it's
I do. I that's my theory too. But I won't put my reputation on it.
Right.
But that would be my guess, that there's something going on down there, and I think it's evil. These images that I'm seeing look pretty evil to me.
Yeah, they don't look super nice. Not like super hospitable, but so what do you think about images that you saw? Okay. I don't know why I keep on wanting to go to your, I guess I just want to go see your lights. Show me your UFO lights from the flight deck.
The first one is just a picture, and it, it's obvious to see the Big Dipper there.
Yeah.
So this was the first night. This was last summer, flying from Florida towards Chicago, looking off to about the northwest. And it tends to be late when I see these lights, and other pilots are seeing them. They're seeing them from the Atlantic. Guys who are going Hawaii to the West Coast are seeing them. I've seen them over Colorado, Texas, Tennessee, California. So these lights are in space. They are not something that's 160 miles out. And so they're up high and they're really far away. And when they move, these two at the very bottom that I caught in this image are moving left to right. And
you're talking right below the Big Dipper, those two.
Yeah, those two lights are not stars. You got the Big Dipper, of course, and then those two lights just give you a good perspective of what a picture of these lights looks like. And there's two of them, and they're moving left to right. And they're going to be moving pretty fast. They're not darting across the sky like a meteor. And they're not always flying in a straight line. And it's late enough at night that I don't believe they could be that bright with the sun reflecting off them. So they are illuminated. I'm seeing them between 9:30 Central to about 11:30 Central, maybe midnight.
Okay, so how many times have you seen them now?
Oh, I've seen them about a dozen times.
And other people have started reporting about them as well, right?
Yes. So when we were going into Texas, and we'll put that video in right here. I was flying,
right? Super
recently. Yeah, that one was December, I think. So we were flying Florida to Houston, and there were people on the radio. We had American in front of us in sight, and they were seeing them. And so I got some video. And the most interesting one was two lights. You'll see one bright one kind of start off, and then you'll see another one kind of come in on the right. It's a little dimmer. They pass each other perfectly, and then they both kind of start to fly upwards, almost like forming a smile, and then they start to go straight away from each other, and then they just both disappear at the same time. And so that was the image from December, and then just a couple of months ago, I saw some lights, and I don't have video of this, but I saw the first officer and I, we were going into Los Angeles. That's when we saw the lights form a triangle. We had three lights just kind of circling each other. And then one kind of took position to the top and the other two formed a base and they stopped. And then the triangle got a little bit bigger. They stopped and then they disappeared. And so that's when I knew there's something more for sure going on. Because before I was saying, well, maybe this is Air Force testing some kind of new, you know, low airspace aircraft that can fly really fast and is really bright.
Well, see, I remember talking to you like early when this was happening, and you were kind of, at that point you were thinking, well, they're testing something that's going like low Earth orbit. Or you were saying it's going higher than a commercial, like 40,000 feet aircraft. Like this is way higher than that. But so it's like they're just testing low Earth orbit craft or something. But right. Then after you saw the triangle, you were like, no, this ain't us.
This is something else. Yeah. It's either not us or it's a social experiment. Because I know there are some things they're testing in Area 51 that I've heard about that might be something like this. But why would you go form a triangle in the sky just to see if people notice, maybe? I don't know. Like a social experiment?
I know that you are up in the air, like looking outside, and you're a PMer, so you're definitely, you do nighttime flights. But so I know that you're at least in the air three nights a week. Okay. But I also think that maybe it is something connected to consciousness sometimes. Because I've told you, like I've done a bunch of those like CE5 things where like I can like call in UFOs. So sometimes I wonder if it's like, now that you've seen them, like you're going to see more, like it's almost like it could be connected to, I'm not saying you're causing them, but it's almost like they're showing themselves to you. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. I like the theory of that. I don't know. And I don't have any.
Look, FOs are seeing it with you too, so you're not like oh, you're
yeah,
not seeing
yeah.
it.
And other pilots are seeing them on other flights. I just, you know,
Well, now
maybe
you're
because I'm paying
observing, I
attention
guess.
now because I caught that first video, that first picture at Lake Michigan, and I just have been paying more and more attention. So maybe if this video has anything to do with anything, just get people to start paying more attention. Just really start looking.
Yeah, because
Because
all of
one
you
thing I
have
was
been.
always good at, the reason I think I started finding these images pretty quickly was when I would do those like IQ tests or ACTs, and I think it was the ASVAB for the military. There's these sections of the test where they give you all these different pieces and different arrangements, and they might be backwards, and you got to take them and you got to piece them together into something. And I'd always ace that part. That was math, not so good. You know, English, it was all right. But that section where just kind of spatial orientation, I was really, really good at that. And when I got into the Navy and was doing those aviation exams, that's the stuff I would ace. So I think that's one of the reasons why I can piece these things together, and I also have the patience for it, and I find it interesting. But these pictures I found, it is pretty coincidental. If my pictures and my video, most people don't have that many things connecting. So I suppose it could be possible that there's a consciousness connection. I'm trying to open my third eye. Maybe we could talk about that later with the diet and the supplements and stuff, but I'm starting to dream more now, so that's
Are
good.
you okay?
Yeah, I wasn't dreaming much for a while. But the last video, and I'll send it to you so you can piece it in here. I think I was flying from Texas to Chicago. This one's not quite as glamorous as the first video we just showed, but it does have two lights, and they're kind of circling each other, and then a third one will pop up in the middle. And I apologize for the quality, because when you look at it, sometimes it looks like a light dims out. When we were looking at it with our eyes, they did not dim out. They were two solid lights, and then the third one popped up in the middle, like almost forming the Orion's belt kind of an image, and then they all disappeared at the same time. And then after a moment, two more lights come in, and you'll see them, you know, you can kind of see them flying, and then they kind of just dim out at the same time. That was my last video, and I was looking my last trip, but just didn't have real good timing. I think we got in the right direction we needed to be just too late. If anything had happened, I think it might have been over, because it's pretty consistent between 9:30 and 11:30, but I haven't heard of anyone on the ground reporting these lights, just pilots.
So I wonder if you have to be a certain height to see them, or I guess they're just they.
Yeah.
But
Like being away from Chicago too, because when you come into Chicago, the light from the city just
yeah.
blanches out the sky, and so maybe it's kind of harder to see these things. So a really dark, clear night up at altitude seems to be where people are seeing these lights.
I mean, I also kind of think, I don't know. I think very few. Let's talk about this aspect. Like, why is it? I think I was looking at this very, I think I've told this story a lot before, but I was looking at a very clear UFO that was like appearing and disappearing. It was like going all over the sky, like where it couldn't have traveled that fast too. Like this was in 2000 and I don't know what it was, 9 years ago, whatever, like 2015 or 14 or something. Anyway, so I had a friend over and it was just like 1 in the morning. And I was like, I don't want to say her name because like that's defaming or whatever, but I was like, get my phone, get my phone. So she like comes out and she like brings my phone. I'm like, look at the UFO, look at the UFO. And like, she's like on her phone. She's like, oh yeah. And
Yeah,
I'm
I
like, no,
don't.
look, there's currently a UFO like going on in
Right.
front of us right now. And she's like, yeah, it's probably a helicopter. She didn't even want to look. When she did look, she saw a light and was like, it's a helicopter. And then like could give two shits about it and like goes
Right.
back inside. It's so bizarre to me.
I
There are
know.
people who I think either can't see some of this stuff or don't want to see. I don't understand it. I
Right.
don't know. Something's going on with that.
Yeah, I told you I have to be careful who I share it with, because I flew with two different pilots that got kind of weird, and one of them was really bad. Like, the CRM, the crew resource management in that cockpit was deteriorated. He got so angry with me that I wouldn't just believe him that there's nothing there, that this is nothing. There's no, and then there was no past history. There was no other beings. There's, you know, none of that. He was, and he got so angry because I just wouldn't just go, okay, yeah, you're right. Like, hey, I can believe what I believe. I'm not mad at you for not believing what I believe. But I don't know. I can't explain how they're so closed off. You know, maybe it is a third eye thing, or some people, you know, I'm kind of religious, and there's some people, maybe they're so religious that they can't be open to it. But then I have other people who are like really religious and really spiritual, and they're the ones who really are open to it. So that, I don't know what the explanation is why people are so closed off. I often wonder if it's something in us, like something's wrong. Could be something wrong genetically. Maybe there's something different, or like we've talked about, like with the digestion. I think they're finding a lot of these fungus, yeast, bacteria, and parasites in our bodies are affecting people.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about that. Like what? So Greg is doing a diatomaceous earth cleanse now. For how long have you been doing it?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Has it been a month?
While,
maybe
since December, right? Or January?
Yeah, maybe the 1st of January. Maybe it's been a couple of months. It was a slow start. I kind of started off with just like a regular kind of a cleanse, just trying to keep the sugars out. Maybe some supplements, copper. I think I started copper about that time. I started doing, and I'm not telling people what to do. This is just what I'm doing. There's some Facebook groups you can kind of go learn about copper and diatomaceous earth. But I'm feeling great. Diatomaceous earth is one of those things that helps with bacteria and fungus and yeast and parasites. And it's something that we don't talk about in our society because you're supposed to go to the doctor with your ailment, and he hears what's wrong and he gives you a drug for it. And then when you come back with problems with that drug, they give you another drug for that, or they replace the first drug. And then a couple years later, you need drugs for something else. And, you know, you're 70 years old and you're on 3 or 4 different medications. And I just don't think that's good for you. So, yeah, I've been trying to open a third eye and clean out the bad bugs.
Okay. So what are you doing for the third eye?
I just think the whole process of that is helps with decalcifying the pineal gland. I do iodine that's supposed to help with that, and copper. Because a lot of these minerals that we're being told not to take actually help calcium get to where it needs to be. It helps all the other minerals and nutrients in your body get to where they need to be. Like everyone talks about iron when it comes to anemia, but copper is very important, and we're not getting any of this. And then digestion, because my whole thing started off, my digestion got bad because I was on the SAD diet, the standard American diet. It was a lot of
SAD
pizza
diet.
And pizza and sandwiches, lots of bread, spaghetti, ice cream. I was drinking Coke every day. I was in the Navy, and then I'm stressing out. Then I moved to Italy, and then that even got worse because, you know, they have amazing calzones and all that. And so my doctor put me on Prilosec, and now I'm on Prilosec. So this is the 90s, so cut me some slack. I was on it for about 12 years.
What is it? I
basically broke
heartburn
myself.
Heartburn medicine or something?
Yeah, that's for acid reflux, and it turns off your pump. And I think it all goes back to acid. Acid in your stomach needs to be strong. And when you eat the SAD diet with all the wheat and the sugars, you deplete your body of stomach acid. And I think most specifically, it's thiamine, B1 becomes depleted. And then you can't digest your food. So autoimmune issues happen. You're not able to absorb other nutrients like copper. Copper needs acid to absorb things. B12 needs the acid in your stomach to get the, keep from getting pernicious anemia. You need what's called intrinsic factor off the stomach, and it's stomach acid. So first of all, I'm not getting any stomach acid because of my horrible diet. And 90% of America is eating this diet. And then so many people
and
are
you're
taking
off gluten right now, right?
Yeah. I try not to eat any wheat. Now, I'm not allergic to it. It's just a choice, you know.
Well, I like how you're like, dessert, I think it's poison. You're like, I don't even think it's
food. Yeah, I think it's the devil. I always tell my friends, wheat's the devil. If you read the Bible and it says the devil, you know, was tempting them, I was like, just put wheat in there. The wheat was tempting them. And then the other thing, when you don't have the stomach acid, it doesn't kill the bad bacteria. It doesn't kill the candida, these fungal yeast infections everyone probably has, H. pylori, which causes all kind of digestive distress, like ulcers, and then parasites. And I travel. I've traveled. I eat sushi. I've been on an aircraft carrier. Who knows what was in the food there? And so I'm doing the cleanse.
I told
I'm
you,
all
stop
in.
Drinking the airplane water. That's gross.
Oh, the canned water?
The canned water. Yeah, man.
Yeah, or bottled. Well, you know, I'm trying to get away from plastics too, but.
All right. So what's the deal with the moon? You have some stuff with the moon.
All right. So a friend of mine who doesn't believe in any of this sent me two pictures of the moon. And I think I even sent them to you and you were like, what is that thing there? And I was like, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to direct your eye, but you saw it. But I don't know what this is, but this is one of the images. As you can see, there's like a dark thing there. I don't know. What would you describe? Almost like a hieroglyph?
Yeah, it looks like a bee with a, I don't know. But I'm sure somebody would say that it's a branch in front of the picture.
Right. He took two different pictures. He was out in the open. You know, it's kind of starting off real close there, but you can kind of see it. It's a different angle.
Well, the moon is
looked really weird. It doesn't look natural and almost
no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, but you know what else is not natural that we don't talk about is that there are meteor craters within meteor craters. On the moon. That's weird too.
Yeah, and the meteor craters are all the same depth. No matter how big the meteor was that hit the moon, they don't go any deeper, almost like there's, you know, and also one of the Apollo missions dropped one of the capsules into the moon and they had a seismometer to kind of listen and it rang like a bell.
It's because it's the Death Star. I think that's why.
Yeah, it's the Death Star. And there's just this hieroglyph. Looks like there's a face there with a snake above his head and then kind of a curve towards the top. There's a little closer. I was surprised how detailed of an image I got from this. But you know, it kind of looks like a carved image. Here's one of the originals. You can see it on the left over there. It's kind of what I wanted to start with. And that's the other one off to the left there. Kind of taken at different times. I think from the same spot in Iowa. And I believe it was a half moon waning. And there's even two, you know, there's one towards the top there and that one we were just looking at off to the left. I find it suspect.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Something interesting to look at and think about. And no one's talking about it. No one's talking about these images anywhere. You know, I like these desert ones because if you can't see these, it's kind of like, then you're just not even looking. They're all petroglyphs.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of these circles. Yeah.
Is that in the desert?
Yeah, these are deserts. And it's, you know, that's the same petroglyph on the top of that hill there.
That is super weird because there's these things called kites, like in the Sahara, or where they look like keyholes. That's so weird. But I'm gonna send you down a rabbit hole with these. By the way, I have a whole other thing with that. Where's that?
These are all in the desert. I tend to find these kind of images between Egypt, Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh.
you know, some of them might be human made, but I think a lot of these were.
Isn't that one in Egypt? That one, was that one?
Yeah, I believe so. And there's a lot of these circles with something in the middle. Can I just see these circles? There's actually an image in the middle there between the two circles.
Those look like eyes.
Oh, I like this one because you can see the profile of some sort of a lizard, and that pupil on the eye is some kind of a shiny ball, like an orb there.
Super weird.
And his tongue. This one I hesitate to show because a lot of people just see just a mishmash of stuff, so we'll just go by it. Some of these you've already seen, but yeah, I mean, maybe that's people out there driving a bunch of circles. Looks like a, kind of look like an angel. This one's interesting because there's two of these and they're the exact same shape, different spots. And you can see there's some hieroglyph on the side there. Can't tell what it's.
How big is that?
You know, I'm just going to guess 500 feet. Usually to get something to look like that, it's either 500 or 1,000 feet.
Crazy.
You know?
So you, like, so many people are going to be like, well, where did he get, where's the coordinates for this? What's the coordinates for that?
Right.
So you're going to get a lot of, I'm going to be texting you a lot being like, hey.
Well, maybe after it's posted, because I have a lot of them saved, but you know, like Chewbacca on a throne and that white box and the Predator helmet, maybe I'll just kind of post some of those. And if someone wants something specific, I could try to find it. Because a lot of them I don't have, you know, that they're just images I saw and then I saved the picture.
Yeah. And then you
move Yeah, on. Oftentimes I can go in and take, because what I'll do is some of them I've edited out the edge, you know, just so it's a photo. If I go back and revert to the original, it'll have the little lat long sometimes at the bottom.
Okay. Yeah.
I also have a cousin once removed, who's very artistic, and he's going to paint my guy on a throne here. That's I told him not to change it, but to you know, kind of do his own thing. So we'll see what he does with it. Because he saw it, he could see there's something sitting there.
No, I mean, I think it's a very obvious thing. I just don't know if it's a carving or if it's a frozen
dead being.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if it were a dead being, wouldn't it have already decomposed?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe it's cold enough that it doesn't decompose.
Yeah, because it could have flash froze and it's just remained cold and kind of held it. Because it does look like it's not perfect anymore.
Right.
But and that's the other thing. What's the timeline? Is it the biblical 6,000 years? Or how long ago was Noah's flood? I don't know when that was.
Well,
because other people would say, well, Antarctica, millions of years.
If you go by the Bible, then that's like 6,000 years ago. But if you go by more like Younger Dryas stuff, that's like 10,000 years ago. But I think we're looking at, first of all, I don't think we can really rely on the dates of much.
No, and I think it's thousands because the Peary Reese map, people can research the Peary Reese map. It's a map of Antarctica that should not exist. And with Antarctica, there's greenery. There's no ice on it. There's actually like little animals drawn on it. You know, if we're thinking millions of years for Antarctica to kind of shift from where it was at a higher latitude and shift down to where it is, that map shouldn't have existed, let alone have animals and, you know, look like it's a lush place to live.
Well, I mean, if you look at like Zealandia or Doggerland, or there's definitely, besides Zealandia, there's Lumeria or Mu or whatever, which is like, there have been, our continents are not set. Like they change. Mm-hmm. And I do think that we do have some sort of pole shifts, or, you know, and like pole shifts, I used to think of being like, oh, it goes from here to here, but actually I think it's more like 180. So I don't know. There's a bunch of evidence that like our land masses are not set in stone. So I definitely think that it could have been positioned somewhere completely different at another point in time,
right.
and been
right.
very habitable. Maybe it is, and that's like there's a lot of people who think that Antarctica is Atlantis. I mean, like there's
yeah, I think we're talking thousands of years, not millions, and that pulse shift was quick, and I think it froze these guys right away.
That would be,
but I'll put my reputation on is
right.
Somebody was here before us, and they had a technology, and they were building stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
the rest I of mean, it is just Greg, you know, science fiction theorizing. But
yeah.
The reason I have this picture, I was like, just to see how well it would come out. And I thought, you know, maybe something would come to me, because we've talked about the pineal gland and the third eye, and maybe dreaming something would come, but I'm not getting any straight up answers.
Yeah, I got an interesting hit about Antarctica when I tried to dream with your rocks, but I don't know. But it's hard to know what's real and what's not real. You know, I don't really know. How is the third eye opening thing going for you, do you think?
I almost texted the other day, because it was almost every time I looked at the clock, it was 333 or 444, 1111. It was the most consistent, because I've had that happen before when I'm kind of paying attention or trying to clear up the third eye with iodine or whatever. It was bizarre. It was really consistent for at least a few days. And my dreams, and I'm sure I was dreaming, but I just wasn't remembering them. But I am dreaming now. I don't know what it is, because, you know, I'm on so many supplements, doing such a cleanse, that I don't know what it is that's doing it. Maybe a combination of all of them. Because I think I was full of bad bacteria and parasites. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the next 3 months to 9 months.
Sleep with a notebook right by your bed. Like for me, I always, like, your first 30 seconds of waking up are don't waste that. That is gold. Like that is the time where it's like, and you have to write down like the most pivotal thing that's the most important first. And then, because you lose it in half-life as time goes off. You know, and if you make it solid in writing, you form it into you actually start remembering it. You're like, oh, okay, cool. I don't remember this happened. But sometimes my dreams are not worth writing down. They're just kind of like meh, like whatever. They're not that amazing. But you know, like I had two nights ago, I had a dream about the mounds, and about how I saw them as like seed storage, because they were placing a bunch of seeds of their fauna, or their flora, sorry, not fauna, their flora, all in like the dirt and stuff like that. And I remember, and I said to like somebody who was like, I was helping them make some of these mounds, I was like, well, it's going to get wet. I mean, isn't this going to ruin the seeds? Like, this isn't going to preserve them. And they're like, if they're at least 6 feet or more under, it'll preserve them. They'll be fine for millions of years. And I'm like, what? And then I fast forwarded and I saw them deconstructing the mounds, and they just were throwing away, dirt and reusing it in other things. And it was such a shame, because they didn't even realize that they were throwing away like extinct species of plants. So I don't know. It was a crazy dream, but I wrote it down. Right. And then, And then last night, so this is my dream journal. Okay. Which is crazy. But anyway, like this, and I don't even know if I'll keep this part in, but, like these are some UFOs that I saw last night in my dream, and they were, it was,
oh wow.
So what it happened is like this was like a globe of different lights, and the regular airplane would follow it. This one was like, this was spinning. This was a big globe with different stories. I could see people in it. And that was like free spinning within this craft. And then this was like a singleton craft, and they were it was our culture in the future. Like this was like, it wasn't I don't know how to explain it, but it was like how
It
our
was an alien. It's like future.
It was like the us in 100 years, and I was like here, and I saw it in my backyard just going over, and I at one point I started filming it with my tablet, which was a little bit different, and I was like, I need to like note this down because this is weird. Like nobody else seemed to be paying attention to the aircraft that was going by. And so that's what I noted the aircraft was. I don't know. Weird dreams worth
Yeah, I'm
writing
glad you wrote
down.
it down.
Yeah.
That number two, the number two image, reminds me the FO I flew with. And she saw a UFO that looked like that. But it was very pointy at the front.
Wait.
And they were driving down a
Oh,
road. I
with the
think it was,
circle in it, that one?
yeah.
What
But
is it?
that outer shape there, is that kind of the shape of the craft you saw?
Almost like an arrowhead, but
Yeah, except hers was very pointy at the front, but it came back and had a flat back end like that. And it flew really low, a couple hundred feet above them as they're driving. There were three of them in the car in a canyon. And it flew towards them very slow, made no sound. And after it passed, no one said a word for like 10 minutes. I was like, I think he got abducted.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's
But that kind of
probably.
reminded me of that craft that she said she saw.
That's interesting.
I'm like, that's a
Yeah.
great sighting. Didn't make any sound, moved slow. And I was like, how high up? And she was like a couple hundred feet. That's a pilot saying something. That's she's got an idea how high up it was. Because most people are like, they can't tell distance.
Right. I don't
Yeah, I
know.
think you're seeing something. Maybe they're building that right now, and then that's in the future, and they're gonna start flying it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, like I have the, I mean, this, I have so many you, I've had a lot of different UFOs. Let's see. If I mean, if
But
I,
you saw like people walking around in that, right? Are they humans?
yeah. Well, this was another UFO. This, I actually went inside this one in my dream not that long ago. I mean, I don't know. I didn't ask to see this. I just
Yeah,
did.
you hesitated and then you decided to go.
Yep. I did say that in that. Right.
Yeah,
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, like I mean, like I get a lot of like, free energy machines in my dreams. Like
what's that octopus thing there?
that is this is a healing machine in my dream.
Oh,
So
okay.
I basically you this right here in the center is this. So that but it turned like this way. So it's a perpetual motion machine, but like if you put laser lights into a crystal that points into the center of it, like that's how it you change the frequency of light that goes into individual cells.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know. This is just dream stuff, right? And so like this is like a big vessel that you hold in your hand. It's like a, I don't know, like a rock shape like this big.
Oh,
And
okay.
this is what the inside of it looks like. So you change the that's like this is a crystal and that's like the point of it that comes out. And this is like there's something called dipole magnets where you can change. And I didn't even know this until they called them that in my dream, and then I looked it up. But they're neodymium cluster change pole magnets, and then they're dipole magnets, which I had to then look up. I didn't know that those existed. And you can, if you're pouring the actual iron filings of magnets, you can like see how this is like north, south, north within one formation. If when you can basically make a permanent magnet like that by pouring the metals and then sh and having the clusters be magnetized as it's solidifying. And then and so anyway, that's how you have to make them. I've never experimented with this stuff, but I mean I just get really detailed dreams where like I get breakdowns of how everything is made within it.
Well, that's how Nikola Tesla, right? Didn't he kind of come up with all his stuff from dreams? And he thought he was getting messages from somebody.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, I sometimes I get mad at them and I tell them to go find somebody else, to go do it to somebody else, because I have no way of actually making that a reality right now. So it's wasted on me, I think. I'm like,
Yeah.
you know.
Well, that's how I feel about seeing these images. I feel like it's just wasted on me because I don't have it in me to go down there. You know, I mean, to get $1 million and go to Antarctica or really get my Twitter going and seeing if I can get more people to see it. I mean, I tried, I kind of like half-assed tried, but I feel like it's wasted on me. I'm like, why would you give it to me? Why do I want to see these things? Because I'm not doing much with it.
I mean, but then again, it's like, but I guess it's like, maybe it's just timing. It's like not the time yet. Like, but at some point it might be. And then even right now, like you're telling people about it, it might inspire somebody online to, you never know, look further, look deeper
Right.
into this stuff.
Or someone at Google's going to see it, and they're going to call NSA and the CIA and the Men in Black to come knocking with some reptilian features and sunglasses, and then you never see me again.
Yep. And then they'll be like, oh, Greg died of diatomaceous earth.
Yeah, he ate too much
He ate too
diatomaceous
much
earth.
diatomaceous earth and he died. So that's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a good way to go. Anyway,
No.
I
That's
was
not
worried
going to
about that for
happen.
a
I'm just
while.
saying. Yeah.
That's how convinced I am of what's going on. I thought someone, I'm like, man, I wouldn't be surprised if that door knocks. Do I answer?
Well, so when I first really started is when I got hired in 2014, and I was based in Denver, and I kept like I remember I was like looked at, I was like, this is a swastika shape. The entire airport is based like a swastika.
Denver.
Denver airport base. Yeah. And then I kept on like going like it was weird. Everything about what Denver's weird with like those hands that are like reaching out for you were in the base, and
It's creepy
it's
stuff.
super creepy. And I thought to
Yeah.
myself, I was like, what is up with this? And I started researching Denver airport, and
Right.
like why. Okay, so I used to be an art dealer, so like they have those paintings or those murals of like the, you know, like those kids in coffins and like the guys with the
Yep.
Nazi swords and all that stuff. And I was, I don't know. Anyway, I started researching like, and I am not scared of writing people. So like, I just wrote the artist and I was like, hey, I'm an art dealer from New York. Like, I'm interested to talk to you, blah, 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 blah. And like, at that point, my website for my art gallery was still up. And like, I still was like kind of doing some private dealing on the side. And so I was like, okay. So I actually contacted the artist and wanted to like talk to him about like what the fuck those murals were about and stuff. And then I also contacted the son of the guy who did the big Bronco that died. And I was just like, you know, as an art dealer trying to like get some more information. And so I came home one day, my bed was like, I don't really make my bed. I'm not a military person. And so like I make my bed if people are coming over, but like if it's just me, I don't make my bed, okay? And my bed was made like pristine, like with the pillows all like every like something like I would not do. And
Yeah.
there were two books on my bed. And let me go show you.
What?
Yeah, somebody had come in, made my let me show you the books they gave. So these were the books that were laying on my bed.
No. No.
With highlighted stuff and
The secret societies.
handbook. Yeah. And so like, and I think there's stuff highlighted in here too.
What? Do you leave your place unlocked?
Nope.
Did they bug your place?
I mean, but I knew at that
Is
point
that
that
worth reading?
I mean, I've read both of them, but like I mean, they're pretty shit. Like, and this is like in 2000, like look at all the stuff that they highlighted.
What's that one about?
They have stuff highlighted and
What's it about?
about bringing the world's population down to 500 million. they did this to me back in 2014. So this is 2014 when they came in and did that to me. So I had to make a decision at that point that I was like, you know what? I'm not going to like get scared. I don't know.
It sounds like they weren't trying to scare you. It sounds like they were trying to pass information to you because, you know, you were onto something. And it was nice that they made your bed.
I felt like it was a scare tactic, right? Because it's like they broke into my
house. I don't think it's a scare tactic. I think that, you know, you were like one of those news people in the movies that was onto something. And then someone comes along and drops some information in your lap.
Yeah.
Maybe. Was there any good info in there? In those books?
Like at this point, this is 2014. Like I didn't know about these secret societies at all. Like I didn't know about the New World Order plan. Like, and it's so weird because now everybody talks about it, right? Now everybody talks about like the Georgia Guidestones or, you know, kind of like that whole thing about, like population control and a bunch of stuff like that. That wasn't anything that was at all in my wheelhouse of something I had ever looked into. So I kind of looked into all that stuff way before people were talking about it because of this.
I haven't really done much research on any of that stuff, but I do find it interesting, curious.
Yeah, it's like it's dark. Like I don't even know that it's worth looking into. I'm glad I looked into it when I did, but like it's not something that I would spend time looking into now, just because a lot of these clubs are these secret societies and stuff. I mean, I do think they are part of the control system of our money, are part of the Federal Reserve, and they control a lot of our government and stuff. But at the same time, attention is power. And so to give something that amount of attention is like, it's just not where I would spend my life force energy on.
Right. I'd probably be more interested in that story if it did include, you know, other beings that were involved, you know, like the beings that are here or the beings that are visiting, you know.
All right. So Greg, this was super fun. So where, if people do want to ask you a question, where can they contact you? Do you have anything for them to contact you on, or do they just text me and I'll...
And I knew you were going to ask me this and I really don't have anything. All I have, I do have a Twitter. It's called The Elder Things. And like I said, I have one follower, maybe two. but I probably wouldn't post in there unless people really started going, hey, this guy's got some interesting things to show. Let's give them some airtime. But other than that, yeah, there's a, you know, there's some good Facebook pages and stuff you can go look up, but I don't really have anything.
Okay. So
if you have a
real good question that you want to ask Greg, write me and then I'll be his filter. So I guess he has a filter.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay. So if you get any more amazing epiphanies or sightings or stuff like that, film them and let me know and we'll do this again.
Yeah. Every time I fly, I'm going to look. I'll let you know if I find something interesting.
Very cool. All right. Well, it was a pleasure having you. And
yeah.
Well, I mean, we talk all the time, but yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
I enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You too. Bye.
Bye. We'll see you later.